Introduction to the Pocket PC Environment. I want to take a little bit of time to introduce you to the Pocket PC environment that you'll be working in with the PacMate. Pocket PC basically has the same feel as the Windows operating system that many of you are used to on your desktop PCs. For those of you who are not Windows users or don't feel like you're strong Windows users, don't be intimidated. The presentation that you'll find in PacMate is fairly straightforward. Now we're going to turn PacMate on and explore the Pocket PC environment together. Before you turn your PacMate on for the first time, it's important to remember that you won't receive this unit with the battery fully charged. So the first thing you really need to do is plug the AC adapter's line cord into a wall outlet, and then plug the AC adapter's DC cord into the PacMate. After you've done that, you can go ahead and turn the PacMate on, but you'll want to leave it plugged in until the battery is fully charged. I'm going to reach around to the back of the PacMate and press this rocker switch toward the middle of the unit. And you just heard the tone that says that power is turned on. When you first turn PacMate on, you're going to find yourself in the Today screen. And the Today screen is similar to the desktop that you have on your PC. I'm going to do an up arrow first so you can hear where you're at.
Tuesday, July 1st, 2003.
And you'll notice that the first thing at the top of this Today screen is the date. And we'll learn how to set the date later. Let me start to down arrow now, and you can see what other things we have here on the Today screen.
Tap here to set owner information.
Okay. Pocket PC and the PDAs that it is normally loaded onto provide input through a stylus and a touch screen. So if a sighted person with a regular PDA wishes to enter something or make changes, they will tap on a selection to open it, sort of like a mouse click. And since we're using Pocket PC just in its off-the-shelf form to run the PacMate, you will sometimes encounter a message that says to tap here. Just so you know, what that means in our case is you'll need to press Enter. So, if I were to press Enter on this selection, I would be able to set the owner information in the PacMate, and we'll look at that a little bit later as well. Continuing downward.
No upcoming appointments.
There's my appointments list.
No unread messages.
And that indicates if there are messages in the inbox for my email.
No tasks.
I have no tasks in my tasks right now.
Battery 34%.
And there's the battery level. And if I down arrow again.
Battery 34%.
It repeats, indicating we're at the bottom of this list. The other thing that sighted users have available to them immediately on the Today screen is the time. Now you can't actually arrow up or down to get to the time. But if you press the JAWS key plus F12, the PacMate will speak the time for you.
2:50 p.m.
And if you press that same keystroke twice quickly, it'll speak the date.
Tuesday, July 1st, 2003.
Next, I'd like to go through the Start menu and Programs menu. Press the Windows key, which is the third key out from the spacebar. That's the third key out on the left or on the right from the spacebar.
Start menu today.
And PacMate announces that we're now in the start menu. And the first choice that you have on the start menu is today. And I'm going to down arrow through this so you can hear some of the things we have in our start menu.
Active Sync
we're going to talk about it a little bit later. It allows the PacMate to communicate with your desktop PC or your laptop.
Calendar.
There's the calendar.
Contacts.
And contacts.
Inbox.
Our inbox for email.
Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer, of course, we know is for web browsing and other things.
Notes.
Notes.
Tasks.
Tasks.
Windows Media.
There's Windows Media Player.
Program Submenu.
And I'm going to stop here at Program Submenu. We'll open that in just a moment. Let me just point out something to you. You heard things like Inbox, Tasks, Calendar. All of those should sound familiar to anyone who's using Outlook, because they're all components you find in Outlook. So instead of going to Outlook and then moving to the inbox, moving to tasks or calendar, they're all immediately available to you on the start menu with separate choices. Now we'll continue down through the start menu. I'll press down arrow again.
Settings.
You'll hear settings. Settings is the option you'll select to configure the way PacMate sounds and behaves. We'll look at that a little more later.
Find.
Find is pretty self-explanatory. It's a find command.
Help.
help. We have a very, very good online help in PacMate, and this is one of the ways to get to it.
Today.
And as you notice, we've wrapped back around, and we're now back at the Today option. One of the other features that you're going to find familiar if you're used to Windows on a desktop is the ability to use first letter navigation. Within a menu like this, you can press the first letter of the choice that you want, and the PacMate will jump right to that choice. For example, let me press P for Programs menu.
Calculator.
And it takes me to that submenu and opens it. And the first choice in the Programs menu is the calculator. This is the calculator that's bundled with Pocket PC, just like there's a calculator that's bundled onto your desktop PC. We don't actually support this calculator, but we have provided one called FS Calc, and we'll be talking more about FS Calc a little bit later. And I will start to down arrow now.
File Explorer.
The next thing you'll encounter is File Explorer. File Explorer is a utility which is analogous to Windows Explorer.
FS Calc.
FS Calc is a calculator that we actually put together for use on the PacMate. You'll find it is very, very accessible and has some very, very powerful features.
FSEdit.
FSEdit is an editor that we include that allows you to edit documents as FSEdit documents, our own document type, as BRF Braille documents, as Pocket Word documents in rich text format, or as text documents. There are also some very powerful conversion routines and a spell checker.
Game submenu.
The game submenu is the same kind of game submenu that you'll find on your desktop, and unfortunately, like the games you find on your desktop, they're not accessible at this time.
MSN Messenger.
MSN Messenger. A lot of people are becoming very familiar with that, and there is a Pocket PC version, which you'll find on the PacMate.
Pictures.
Pictures is something we're probably not going to use a lot, but again, since this is the off-the-shelf version of Pocket PC, it is bundled onto the PacMate as well.
Pocket Excel.
Pocket Excel, as its name implies, is a Pocket PC version of Excel, and that works very nicely. We've scripted it to be very accessible with the PacMate.
Pocket MSN.
Pocket MSN is an internet service offered by Microsoft Network that provides a number of services and features for people who are using Pocket PC devices.
Pocket Word.
And we have a Pocket version of Microsoft Word.
Stopwatch.
We included the stopwatch because we really felt it was a useful thing to have.
Calculator.
And now, of course, we've down-arrowed one more time and have wrapped to the top of the list, which brings us back to calculator. If you wish to launch any of the programs in the Start menu or the Programs menu, all you have to do is press Enter when you've reached the selection you want. And we're going to demonstrate that in a future module. Let's press Escape now and return to the Today screen.
Leaving menus.
And just to be sure I know where I'm at, I'm going to press Insert T.
Title equals Today.
And we are indeed on the Today screen. And that's the end of this module. Please join me in the next one.